In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
Since he was a young boy, Martavis Bryant wanted nothing more than to be a professional football player. He lived football, he dreamed football, of course he played football. In high school, he was an all-state receiver, rated one of the 10 best in the nation. He got a tattoo of the NFL logo to keep himself motivated. Played football for Clemson, started varsity as a freshman, skipped his senior year of college to enter the NFL draft, where the Pittsburgh Steelers lapped him right up in 2014. In 2015, Martavis Bryant was suspended 4 games for using performance-enhancing drugs. When he returned, he nonetheless had a fantastic season. In March of 2016, it was announced that Bryant was suspended for the entire 2016 season for again violating the substance abuse policy of the National Football League. Football was his lifelong dream, and so far, temptations led him to sell his dreams for small desires. Immediately after our Lord's baptism, the Spirit drove him in the wilderness for 40 days. There he prepares for his ministry with prayer and fasting. And there also he is tempted by the devil, which we heard in today's gospel reading. You know, while Jesus is God incarnate, he became a human being. His human nature is still not in any way diminished or divided by his divine nature. In other words, his human will is still subject to human temptations. And Satan wants him to use his divine power to feed himself. He wants him to use his divine power to make demonstrations of that power and to control the wealth and the power of all the nations in the world. And these temptations are not so much to be rich and powerful, but to derail his path as the Messiah and Savior. And that path, of course, is a path of service to the lost and broken, a path that leads to the cross, to death itself. Brothers and sisters, we each, you and I, have a path in life ordained by God. But here I'm not talking about what job you do. I'm not talking about where you live or should I change majors or careers. That's really your domain. Not that these are unimportant, but the path God is calling us to is beyond those things. It's greater than those things. It's deeper than those things. Our calling is a path to the kingdom of heaven. As Craig Minowa once said, people wonder what's the right direction, but as far as I'm concerned, there's only one that matters. Up. Up. Temptations are not, should I live in Minnesota or Wisconsin? The temptations of the devil are the ones that no matter what you choose, lure you from the upward path. Or let me put it another way. The question is not so much, should I be a banker, a farmer, or a teacher? And even in the church, as we heard in the epistle, God ordains all kinds of offices. There are apostles and preachers and teachers. The question is not which of these you do. God can use you in any of those ways. The question is, am I doing it in a way that glorifies God? Am I doing it in a way that is true to who God created me to be? Jesus Christ was born into the world to be our Savior and Messiah. You know, his temptations were not, maybe instead I should go settle down, get married, and open a nice carpentry shop. That wasn't the temptation. The temptation was to distort the nature of the Messiah, to still be the Messiah, but to do it wrong. To be the Messiah, but to make it political. To be the Messiah, but to make it about earthly power and not about the kingdom of heaven. You know, for Martavis Bryant, that football player, the temptation was not to stop playing football. The temptation was to distort his true talents and abilities with performance-enhancing drugs. You know, things like drugs seem obvious. But how are we to know God's choices when they're more subtle? Well, the good news is we don't have to work it out in the dark. The baptism of Jesus is called theophany for a reason. Theophany means God is revealed. God shows himself. God manifests himself. You know, at his baptism, the Trinity is made manifest. Jesus is baptized. The voice of the Father is heard, and the Holy Spirit is revealed in the form of the dove. God is Trinity. God is three persons in unity. And therefore, if God is three in unity, that means God is by nature family, right? God is by nature community. He is three in one. God is by nature love. The three persons not only love one another, but rejoice in the love between the other two. And God in that nature is selfless and serving to the lost and the broken. This theophany not only reveals God, but also how we follow our paths in life. Is what we do a service to others? Does our path increase love in the world? Does our way build community, and especially for the lost and the broken? In other words, does what I do, no matter what it is, glorify God and lead others to Him? Because ultimately, there is nothing else. There is nothing else than whether or not I lead others to God and glorify Him myself. You have a path in life ordained by God. And we're not talking about what you do or where you live. These are in constant state of change and different for everyone. But rather, our calling is a path to the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom of heaven in a way that glorifies God in whatever you do. Amen. Thank you.